discretion is advised for the young or sensitive viewer, or sensitive viewer, or sensitive viewer, or sensitive viewer.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
Our Savior, our Savior.
You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man who doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. He said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
Legislate the poor into freedom by legislating the wealthy out of freedom. What one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. The government cannot give to anybody anything that the government does not first take from somebody else. When half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half is going to take care of them, and when the other half gets the idea that it does no good to work because somebody else is going to get what they work for. That, my dear friends, is about the end of any nation. That was from Dr. Adrian Rogers way back in 1931. Good evening, folks. Welcome to EBN Special Report with me, Rocky Stucci, and boy, is there a lot to talk about. So during the week, I dissect things and I try to determine what do I talk about on this one-hour episode, when so much is happening throughout the world. Russia is in Syria, getting supported by China. Now, out of the blue, we decided to go back after Afghanistan and start bombing Afghanistan. And oops, we bombed a hospital. We missed. I don't understand what is perspiring with the world powers. I understand what we're taught to believe. I understand what's in the articles. I understand what they're trying to program our minds to think. But what is really happening? Why is the United States so dead set against Russia having balls to go crush these cockroaches in Syria? Maybe because the cockroaches that they're destroying, we created? Yes, hard to believe. It is. The last thing I ever want to believe is that we're responsible for the destruction of so many innocent people. History does repeat itself. So what I've come to the conclusion with this episode, what I would like to do, at least for this first segment, I would like to compare some of the differences with Hitler and Obama, because there are some very, very, very scary similarities between the two. What are your guys' thoughts on social programming? What is your thoughts regarding media? I mean, we are all fully aware that there's six organizations that control all the media here in the United States. Even the media that I once thought was a credible source, I no longer find it a credible source. I don't even know where to find credible information anymore. It seems like the most credible information that I find are from bloggers, individual bloggers. I used to be a fan of the BBC until I seen how they reported the Ferguson riots with the Oath Keepers being down there and how they manipulated the story with the Oath Keepers and made the Oath Keepers look like the bad guys for going and protecting the innocent people. the more research you do regarding what is happening here with the Obama administration, what is happening within our society, the way people are changing is things I'm not familiar with. I miss being a kid. I miss the most simplest things in life. I miss school being my biggest concern. I miss the playgrounds. I miss kickball. I miss tag. The days where we were okay to play Cowboys and Indians. It was a different time. It was the days where you can keep your door unlocked without worrying about some stranger coming into your home. And as media progressed, as our technology progressed, we have become so programmed to believe everything we see. We've had that horrific shooting in Oregon. And of course, it didn't take no more than an hour for Obama to come forward and start blaming guns as an issue. I think there's a lot more to blame than just guns regarding our situation here in this country. Why don't he look in the damn mirror? Look at the games he's playing with the American citizen. I said it before, Christianity under attack. So here's a question. Now that we have gay marriage, it's in the law. It's legally accepted to be gay and get married. Great. Be happy. Whatever. Churches have to wed gay individuals. States have to issue licenses to get married. So here's a question out of curiosity, and I don't know, I'm sure some of you guys have thought of this, but what if somebody wanted to get married in a mosque in this country? Would we hold that mosque legally responsible for having to conduct a gay marriage? Schools are not allowed to talk about Jesus or God, but schools will accommodate somebody of the Muslim faith to allow them to pray. It seems like Islam is a more accepted religion in this country now than Christianity. And I'm sorry, let me step back, because I don't care what anybody says. You can try to convince me all you want. I do not consider Islam a peaceful religion. I don't consider it a religion. I think it's a cover-up for a religion. It's an ideology, a radical ideology. And it's an infestation within this country and other countries. And I know a lot of people that listen to this show are very well aware of what's happening in Europe, what's happening in Germany and Sweden and France. What is the one thing that is protecting us right now from that mass hysteria? The Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is the only thing that is protecting our streets from going into exactly what's happening in France, exactly what's happening in Germany, in Sweden. And yet, guess who wants to take our guns away? The scary part is that so many people, when they listen to Obama, they cry. They're so excited about what he does, and they support him as if he is his own God. And we're going to get into this. I'm going to play some audio clips here in just a minute. So you just bear with me. I'm just trying to get these initial thoughts out of my brain. People have become so manipulated, so vulnerable, so mentally and psychologically weak that they believe everything that they see on Fox and NBC and CNBC. And if there's anybody like me that comes forward and says it's a crock of crap, I'm just some kind of a radical. Or because I support the Second Amendment, I'm anti-government. We need to go back, research history, study history, and even our founding fathers, the framers of this country, have warned us for this exact time. Am I a paranoid guy? Hell no. Oh, I love life. I love it. I love spending time with my kids and doing the simplest things in life and going for the walks. I enjoy it. I don't hide underneath a tinfoil hat. I'm just aware. I'm just not manipulated. And it's scary when you look at what's happening in our schools and how our kids are being taught and how people are believing everything that is happening to be okay. These people believe that the safer thing to do regarding guns is to take the guns off the streets. that has not proven successful. I had a conversation with a gentleman the other day talking about Australia. And he didn't believe me with the fact that, you know, the confiscation of the guns from the Australians put the Australians in a dangerous position. Crime went up. And he blocked me. He blocked me from the conversation. He unfriended me. He blocked me. No, I wasn't friends with him. It was on a thread. And this is the liberal world. The liberal world is just their way or no way. They can speak, but we can't. When we speak against them, we are the enemy. And I've never liked using the tag, Republican, Democrat, liberal, progressive, teabagger, whatever you want to call them. It seems like the liberals in this world, the ones that are hypnotized the most by Obama and his administration, feel they have this authority over everybody else, just like Obama thinks he has authority over the world. They feel like it was only their voice that is important, but anybody who speaks against them is wrong. I witnessed something on social media the other day. Somebody made a post. This is my opinion on the Black Lives Matter movement. They're doing everything right, and I support them, and it's okay for them to shut down highways and to destroy people's lives and to stop marathons. And if you don't like what I have to say, just unfriend me now because I don't have time for you. I'm like, wow, there you go. Your typical brainwashed liberal. I believe in freedom, real freedom, not freedom that I'm hypnotized to believe, not this perception that I'm free, but I'm really not. I believe in this country. We are more damaged. And understand what I'm saying here. We are more damaged in this country than we are any other country in the world when it comes to pharmaceuticals, when it comes to ailments, when it comes to government and politics. Why do we think that we are the God of Earth? Why do we have a problem with Russia going into Syria when we could have done this for the last year and a half? Why do we wait till thousands of people and thousands of Christians are massacred without ever acting? But yet when Russia acts to put an end to this, the first thing we hear is that they have a greater agenda. They have interests with something. Well, what do you think we have? What do you think the United States has is interests? It's okay for us to fund a terrorist state. It's okay for us to send ammunitions and funds through Swiss bank accounts to terrorists. But the second another country goes after these terrorists, we're on the brink of World War III? Have we not studied the history of government when it even comes down to ancient Greece, Rome, Germany, and now us? There's more people today on welfare than there ever was. And don't be fooled by the amount of jobs. Don't be fooled by this whole there's more jobs now available, there's less unemployment, because that's a lie. That's false. And where jobs have gone up, they're $8, $9, and $10 an hour paying jobs. Manufacturing, production, corporations are all leaving this country. They're all leaving this country. People in the manufacturing business are being laid off. They're getting their hours cut while it's flourishing all over the world. And this was all part of that Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. Remember that? When everybody was fighting over a flag and they secretly, covertly signed this bill of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Yes, the one John Boehner got paid $2.5 million for a yes vote. I hope Boehner burns, and I can't wait till the information comes forward of all the illegal activities that he has been part of. I cannot wait till that comes forward. I cannot wait till Hillary gets prosecuted. These are the people running our government. These are the people running our government, and people fall for it. Your average citizen falls for it. They believe that everything is fine, believes everything's going to be okay, that these crooked politicians are going to make things right, and we're forgetting that we are the people. They are the servants of the people, but yet we empower them to be our gods. They make these deals behind closed doors. They get paychecks for yes votes. Their decisions are based off of their interests and not for the interest of this country. And again, I speak about this, and I'm one of them. I'm one of those paranoid guys. Like I said, I believe in this country. I believe in the freedom. I believe in what all the soldiers have died for to give us. I believe what the soldiers fight for. Because in their hearts, they're fighting to protect us and our children and our future. But yet this world is going through a massive takeover as we speak. As we speak. So what is, I'm going to do a little switch here. What is the difference between what's happening in the United States today and what is happening or has happened with Hitler and his mass takeover of the human mind and manipulation? So what I've done the last few days, I mean, I could sit on this microphone, I could talk for 4 hours straight, but the last few days I've been trying to find different clips that I can use as examples. Now, some of these may be, I was annoyed listening to some of these clips. I was irritated. But I find it important to share with you, and maybe, just maybe, if you're a Obama praiser, you'll kind of get where I'm going here, and maybe you'll open your eyes a little bit. Maybe you'll open your eyes a little bit and understand how fooled you have been. So I am going to take just a quick break. I'm going to get my notes together. I'm going to get everything queued up. And we will continue. So folks, you're listening to me, Rocky Stucci, on the EBN Special Report radio program. Stand by. We'll be right back.
As I watch this parade of this emissary, this ambassador from hell himself called Barack Hussein Obama, is trying to bring deception all over the world. And all of the world was watching as Hitler was amassing his power and talking about how he was going to change the world and talking about the things he was going to do about Germany and making her the greatest race and the greatest people that ever was. And yet no one did a thing. But they watched this man build and amass this power of world domination, and the world that should have been stood by and did nothing. And yet he spoke. And when Hitler stood, the people would come. And you can see, if you go back and look at some of the old news reels of Hitler's speeches, you'll see the people were standing there in awe. Hey, Hitler, they would say. You could see the look on their faces as if they were in some sort of trance. And this man spoke with eloquence. This man spoke with power. This man spoke with determination. And every German fell down at his feet and worshiped him. His idea and design was to take charge of the world. I know you see where I'm going with this. And I know you see what's happening. All Barack Hussein Obama needs is a mustache. That's all he needs, and an outstretched right arm. And we are repeating history all over again.
All right, welcome back. EBN Special Report with me, of course, Rocky Stucci. Now, the question is, folks, is what is the difference between Hitler, Obama? There's a lot of very scary similarities between the two, actually. And we all know exactly what happened to Hitler and his regime. The world power, the man who wanted to take over the world. Well, the more you learn about Obama, he's doing the exact same thing. This is a guy who wants to change laws. He wants to be a world dictator. He even wants to run, if he could, get away with it, if he could manipulate and change and rewrite our Constitution, he would be more than happy to try to run for a third term. And this is just not me just saying that. He has come forward and he has said these things. So the first clip I'm going to play is in regards to Obama and wanting to change a few things on his own.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own. And believe me, right now dealing with Congress, the idea... Believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting.
Oh, very tempting indeed there, Mr. Presidente, El Presidente. Well, I remember he kept telling people that he can't do it, he can't change laws. But then things change a little bit.
What you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law. Change the law. Change the law.
Did you hear the people in the previous clip, the one before this one, how everybody was clapping and probably some people got emotional, had some tears coming down their face because they just love his voice and his charming smile. So, yes, he thinks he is the dictator of the world. He thinks he has the magical pen and the phone. And this is all going to come together. I'm trying to create a starting point on comparing a couple things here. But it's amazing, too, as well, is Hollywood, liberal Hollywood, and how they just adore Obama. And if you really want to get into the rabbit hole, you know, you could start watching things like CIA, mind control, subliminal messages, how they did some research. I can't remember. It was maybe back in the 50s where they did this little experiment where they did these clips of popcorn and pop so quick that you actually didn't consciously notice it, but it was there. But your subconscious mind picks up all that information. What do they say? 3% you consciously see and 97% your subconscious digests it and takes it. And when they did these quick pictures of popcorn and pop, the sales of both of them in the movie theaters went through the roof. So they learned that they have a magical weapon, and that is programming subconscious minds. And I can assure you, there ain't one speech that Obama reads that he writes. It's his very clever team of psychologists and speechwriters that know exactly how to say, what to say, and when to say the right words for people to digest that information in the way they want you to absorb it. I also heard that President Obama's yet up for another Nobel Peace Prize. Kind of makes you want to puke, or me at least. Well, we also know that Hitler, the man responsible for millions of deaths, also received a Nobel Peace Prize.
Hitler was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 1939. He was nominated by Brandt, a member of the Swedish Parliament. The man was a dedicated anti-fascist, and he made the nomination
on the job, and he's now a Nobel laureate. In a ceremony at Oslo City Hall, President Barack Obama joined the exalted company of Nelson Mandela and Mother Teresa. He was cited for re-engaging America in global diplomacy. Yet his peace prize came days after he ordered thousands more troops to war in Afghanistan.
Mother Teresa. So you're telling me that Obama is now in the same category as a Mother Teresa. Global diplomacy. Interesting. Now, if we really look at the world events, and these are things that I talk about almost on every episode, look at what is happening throughout the world. So you give the man the power to push the button. That is the beginning, folks, of world destruction. All we need to do is read an article, watch the news, do a little research on these world events. He has really united the world, hasn't he? He has only empowered deinfestation of these cockroaches throughout the world that hate Christians, that hate Americans, and that hate everything that is not them and is willing to kill at any cost. So what do you do with a man who is at the seat with Mother Teresa?
This is a little frightening. And the title is Obama, First U.S. President to Chair UN Security Council. Some unprecedented news, folks. Never in the history of the United Nations has a U.S. president taken the chairmanship of the powerful UN Security Council. Perhaps it is because of what could arguably be a constitutional prohibition against doing so. Constitution be damned. Barack Hussein Obama has decided to put himself in the driver's seat.
We know the president can refuse to defend the constitutionality of a statute, even one that he signs into law. Mr. Speaker, that is a lot of power. What are we to do when that amount of power is not enough?
That's right. The first U.S. president to chair the U.N. Council. And just like you heard at the end of the clip, what do you do when that power is not enough? I mean, look what's happening within our streets. Look at these entitlement individuals, these people that want everything for nothing. And when they get everything for nothing, they want more. These are the Obama sheep. These are the people that cry when they hear Obama speak. These are people that believe everything he says. These are people that would grant him dictatorship of this country and the world. It will never be enough. It'll never be enough for somebody like Obama and his administration, his little cockroaches in his administration. It'll never be enough. It'll never be enough for all of his supporters that we pay for that get everything for nothing. He is creating a society of people dependent on him. And the more dependent they are on him, the more they are going to love him and praise him, because he is going to keep giving the cockroach rotten cheese. And that's what he is doing now. And if you think for one second that he is not going to try in some way to manipulate the system to run for a third term or try to involve himself in this decision-making process somehow, I question that reality.
A man trying to come to terms, it seems, with the constitutional reality that, well, he can only have two terms.
I love my work. But under our Constitution, I cannot run again. I can't run again. I actually think I'm a pretty good president. I think if I ran, I could win. But I can't.
And did you hear all those Hollywood elites and all those liberals and politicians in the background laughing? And he could say the stupidest thing in the world and people are going to laugh and clap. And I believe it was Stalin one time. Stalin. He says, give me one generation of children and we can change the world. So now I am going to talk a little on Hitler. Hitler was the mastermind in mind manipulation, in manipulating his people to adore him the same way we are seeing people thrive with the President L. Obama, the El Cacarocha Obama. So what do we do if we want to change society? We change the schools, we change the way we teach kids. We brainwash our children. Lord knows it's easy enough to do it to an adult because we're witnessing it today. We're witnessing brainwashing of a grown individual who cannot seem to make the right decisions. They are feeding and being fed crap and they are falling for it.
Now let's see what happens to one of Hitler's children. Kindergarten. And little Hans learns the fairy tales of the new order, the new order, the new order. The distortion of this tale has its purpose in molding the young Nazi mind. Hitler becomes Hans's idol.
Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil!
Because of Obama, I'm inspired to be the next engineer. Because of Obama, I'm inspired to be the next fireman. Because of Obama, I'm inspired to be the next architect. Because of Obama, I'm inspired to be the next chemical engineer.
Because of Obama, I'm inspired to be the next entrepreneur.
Yes, we can.
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 Obama sees the race of man.
Yes, we can.
Now, you guys are catching this, right? Because of Obama, I can be an engineer. Because of Obama, I can be an architect. Because of Obama, I can be an... This is sickening, man. This is sickening. Now, if you listen to the beginning of that clip, you heard that was an actual cartoon clip of what these young children witnessed about Hitler. It was a cartoon program that they watched. This is how he was brainwashing the youth of Germany. And then the second clip was a modern clip. It was almost like a military style school and how they praised Obama, and everything that they were given as an opportunity was because of Obama, in which is a completely false statement, because the opportunities are created by us and our own belief system and what we want and choose to believe in. I was involved in a conversation a couple weeks ago in regards to, you know, the Italian Americans when they first came here in the 1800s, and they were segregated, and they were comparing that to the African Americans and slavery and segregation and where they are today. And they believe that there's such a humongous welfare system because of the system, because of the people, because of racism. Some of the most prominent people that I know, some of the most successful people that I know are African American. It's a choice. You can play victim and remain a victim all you want. You can play that card all you want. It'll get you nowhere in life. It'll get you misery. It'll get you depression. But it'll also give you free medical, free food, free housing. So you remain a victim of the society. You remain a victim of what you're taught to believe you are. But the ones that are successful are the ones who choose not to remain a victim or play the victim card. They realize their capabilities in this life. An opportunity needs to be created, not given. It's us who need to go out and create opportunity. So again, now we hear these cartoons of these kids, all hail Hitler. Well, don't think that's just Germany in World War II. Don't think it's just that. I remember when Obama was running for a second term, my boy comes home from school. I believe he was in third grade at this time. And the first thing he asked us when he got home from school was, what do we think about Obama? And I've never liked Obama. I've never liked him since day one. I thought it was a joke. It was exactly what the big powers that be needed to have an office for their greater agenda. And when we, you know, I'm not sitting down with my child and getting into political arguments with him, but I don't like Obama. And he started crying. He started crying because his cockroach teacher at school would praise Obama and talk about him all day on how he is the next best thing. He is the new Messiah. He is the new God. He is the new dictator of this world. And this teacher brainwashed my child and every child in his classroom to fall to their knees for this cockroach Obama. Fall to their knees. So do you think it was just Hitler who played this mind manipulation tactic? Well, it's not.
Well, some parents of elementary school students in Burlington, New Jersey are outraged to see video of their children singing a Christian spiritual song where the name of Jesus was substituted with President Obama's.
Now, do any of you remember any other president that classrooms would sit there and praise and come up with songs and change the word of Jesus and replace it with Obama? Did they do that for Reagan? Did they do that for Clinton? Did they do that for either Bush? Did they do that for Kennedy? If they did, I may be wrong, but I do not recollect it. I could not find anything on that. And if there is, please send it to me. Please send it to me at ebntalkradio@gmail.com. I'd like to hear it. But to me, this is a first. This is a first. Now, what you're going to hear next is a testimony from a lady who grew up in Nazi Germany.
I walked into my classroom March 13, 1938. The crucifix was gone, and there was Hitler's picture with the Nazi flag on each side. And our teacher said, "Today we don't pray anymore. We sing Deutschland, Deutschland über alles, the national anthem." And she said, "We don't have religious education anymore either."
Now, this was key. This was key. And I got a couple more clips from this lady's speech. So she showed up in the class and the crucifix was gone. Religion was taken out. And it was replaced in praising the Messiah. The great Messiah, Hitler. Do we not see a correlation with what is happening in our schools today? Do we not see this? Do we not see religion taken out of schools? Do we not see kids not being able to pray to Jesus or God or Mary? They cannot write school reports regarding this because it is offensive. But yet, we allow radical Islam. We allow Islam. We allow the Muslim faith into our schools. We take it out of businesses. We take it out of corporations in regards to Christianity. But corporations are changing their guidelines to accept folks of the Muslim faith. Do we not see the correlation? We know that President Obama is a Muslim. We know this. His entire family is Muslim. President Obama has no idea what it's like to grow up in the United States and having the faith and the belief and the loyalty to the red, white, and blue. He don't care about our veterans. That's obvious. They're dying every day. He cares about the people that depend on him the most, the ones that get everything for nothing. Do we not see a correlation between the two here? Well, maybe that's not enough in regards to our children. Remember what I said to you, give me one generation of children and I can change the world.
We're gonna spread freedom. Obama's gonna change it. Obama's gonna lead 'em. We're gonna change.
Well, they're definitely changing the world. And again, these are children. This is what is happening in our schools today. Take out religion, brainwash our children, and change the world. You remember in his campaigns, yes, we can. Yes, we can. I mean, what a tactic. So now he is brainwashing our school systems. He is changing our history. The way our kids are that are being taught in schools is completely different than how we were being taught in school. So let's take this to the next level. Healthcare. He has taken over our healthcare system. One of the most corrupt systems that we have is Obamacare. He has taken that over. He is in full control of our health. And people need medical assistance. Look at cancer in this country. Look at obesity in this country. Look at depression in this country. Look at pharmaceutical abuse in this country. We exceed every other country in just about every ailment on this planet. So how do you control the people as you control their health care? Well, guess what, folks? Hitler did the same thing.
He also nationalized our health care system. We had, before Hitler, an excellent health care system. Privately insured, we had good doctors, we had good hospitals, we had a lot of good research. That all stopped.
Now, is any of this starting to come together for you folks? Are we not seeing the bigger picture? And I don't mean to insult my listeners, because most people that listen to this show, we have the same understanding of what's going on throughout the world. And I hope new ears hear this episode. And I hope people are offended when they hear this, because they've been bamboozled. Bamboozled. Healthcare system. Take the healthcare system. Full control. Government healthcare. Social state. And now what's happening? Yet gun control is full throttle. They want to take our guns. And for what I've heard through some meetings I've had the last couple of days, there is going to be some aggressive acts within our government to try to take our guns. Could you imagine how vulnerable of a society we would be when you take the legal guns off our streets? Again, we have many teachers regarding this. Look at Hitler, did the same thing. Other countries presently have done the same thing. So what you're doing is you're going to take all the legal guns off the streets, or what you want to do is take all the legal guns off the streets, but yet all the illegal guns, all the undocumented guns, all the guns with the little serial numbers scratched off will still be available. You can't make narcotics illegal and think they're going to go away. I mean, that's an obvious. You can't take the legal guns off our streets and think that's going to stop murders and destruction. All you're going to do is make the American citizen, the law-abiding, legal American citizen, more vulnerable to criminal activity. We will not be able to defend ourselves from criminals and other actions that are happening right now in our country. So now we're under this threat with radical Islam. They are terrorists in our country already. There's 22 training camps, Islamic radical training camps in our country. And they are training to kill U.S. citizens. But take our guns away, Obama. Yes, that is the answer, isn't it? It's your answer, just like it was Hitler's answer, to control our medical, to take guns off the streets, to brainwash our children, and to become a world dominator, a world leader, and dictator, and destroy the very little planet that we have in this country. Shame on you.
We also had gun registration. All the Austrian people had, they all had guns. But the government said the guns are very dangerous. Children are playing with guns. Hunting accidents happen. And we really have to have total control, safety. And we had criminals again. And the only way that we can trace the criminal was by the serial number of the gun. So we dutifully went to the police station and we registered our guns. Not long after, they said, no, it didn't help. The only way that we don't have accidents and crimes, you bring the guns to the police station and then we don't have any crimes anymore and any accidents. And if you don't do that, capital punishment.
So now this has to be starting to come together for some of you folks. If you don't do that, it's capital punishment. But you can legally turn in your guns, like it's a privilege to turn in your guns. Again, how many Jews died during World War II? What happened in Germany? Look at how controlled the German people were. Look at how brainwashed the German people were. And here's something to digest. Obama said, with or without Congress, I am going to act on my own. I've got a pen and I've got a phone. So again, he don't care about Congress. He don't care about going through the right processes to implement laws. He is the tyrant of this country. He is destroying this country. But then you have somebody like Lincoln, and Lincoln states, the people of these United States are rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. See, back in the day, it was the United States citizen that ran this country. We voted for right and wrong. Congress was a servant of the people. And now it is the complete opposite side of the coin. Now we are enslaved to our politicians. And what's going to be the answer? What's going to be the answer? I don't know. I got ideas. I know people are upset. But how much do we let this continue before we take our country back? Or where is that point to where it's too late? What's going to have to happen? And it's not going to be another school shooting. It's not going to be another massacre. And by the way, folks, this whole Oregon thing, everybody says that it was a no-gun zone. Well, that was false because it was not a no-gun zone. And I had a friend who, he dug real deep, but it was not a no-gun zone, even though mainstream media wants you to think that a gun was brought onto a no-gun zone. In fact, I will share the article from the state of Oregon that states this information. So don't be fooled by the media. I don't even know what media to watch anymore because they're such liars. And again, every media source in our country is owned by six corporations. Six corporations, and guess who's one of them? Disney. Does that not scare you? That scares me. Yeah, I enjoy Disney movies, but boy, the cartoons that you watch these days are creepy. Creepy. So now I was sharing audio before in regards to children praising the almighty Messiah, the cockroach Obama. Well, it's not just children, folks. It's not just children.
She would approach the children. She would say to each one, "Are you the one? Are you the one? Is he the one?"
Actress Gwyneth Paltrow. She told the president she was, quote, "one of your biggest fans, if not your biggest. You're so handsome. I can't speak properly. It would be wonderful if we were able to give this man all of the power that he needs to pass the things that he needs to pass."
Yes, let's just give him the magical pen. I love him so much. I stutter when I see him. I pass out. This is liberal Hollywood. This is liberal Hollywood. And I ask everybody to please just step back. And just take a gander. Take a good look around of our society today. Look at what's happening in our society today. And what you just heard is what we have become. And let's go back. Because the children that grew up in Germany during Hitler's regime, they were brainwashed to believe that Hitler was as powerful as God.
Exactly like God. For me, he was just like God.
He was represented in those days as God. Well, akin to God. And that's how we saw him.
Well, that's how they saw him. That's how they saw him. Does this not sound familiar to the clip you just heard with the actress, the Libby from Hollywood? We're worried about flags. We're worried about gay rights. We're worried about water consumption. We're going to be taxed for the air that we breathe. Our medical is ran by the government. The guns are going to be taken off the streets. But the majority of society thinks all this is the right thing. The majority of the society that prays to Obama like he's God.
Why then has the health of my poor people not been restored?
Hear our Bible. Hear our Bible.
The prophet over people.
Deliver us, Obama.
Hear our cry, Obama. Deliver us, Obama. If you didn't catch that, I'm going to play it again. Hear our cry, Obama. Deliver us, Obama.
Why then has the health of my poor people not been restored?
Hear our cry, Obama. Hear our cry, Obama.
The prophet over people.
Deliver us, Obama.
Does something like this just make you want to puke? Did you guys, these were grown people in a church that were screaming, "Hear our cry, Obama." These are the same people that are the ones that are the most dependent on Obama. A great example would be this guy named Dontre Mills. Dontre Mills. This guy purchased 27 guns using a false ID and then sold these guns to felons. Folks, he walks the streets today. Because after being charged with 55 counts of federal gun trafficking, Barack Obama's Department of Justice negotiated a plea bargain. In exchange for a guilty plea on one, I'll say that again, in exchange for a guilty plea on one charge, Dontre Mills got probation. This is Obamaland. This is coming from the same guy who thinks he could twist anything in to his own little fashion, his own little style, to be part of his own little dictatorship throughout the world. and no state shall convert a liberty into a license and charge for a fee thereof. In the state, if the state converts a right, liberty, into a privilege, the citizens can ignore the license and fee and exchange in the right, liberty, with impunity. We are forgetting the most simplest of laws that protect us as a civilian. What was a liberty at one time, folks, now seems to be some kind of a privilege that we need to be part of some little clique. So with all this happening, I mean, take a look at the greater picture. We are so brainwashed on these minute things that are happening throughout this country. We are being distracted to focus on what they want us to focus on. At the same time, we're at war with Islam. Russia invades Syria, not the Syrian government, but ISIS. The United States gets upset because we go after these cockroaches. And out of the blue, just out of the blue, I mean, we have not heard of Afghanistan or Al-Qaeda in a while. But it just so happens that when Russia goes after Syria or the Syrian rebels or ISIS, the United States decides to go to Afghanistan and start dropping bombs on the Taliban. So what's the distraction? What is really happening in the Middle East? What is really happening in our country today, in our society today? So as a recap of what we were just talking about, let's start at the very young. Brainwashing our young, changing our school systems on the way kids are taught and what they are taught, this Common Core education, which I don't get and understand. 2 + 2 = 4, no matter how you choose to get it. Our history is changing. Our rights are being taken away. Our healthcare system has been hijacked by our government. Our guns are threatened to be taken off the streets. There are more people now dependent on our government than ever before. But yet those same people praise our government as Allah, as God, as Yeshua. And the exact same thing happened in Germany. I mean, we can't learn our lesson. We cannot learn our lesson. And people like me are the bad guy for speaking out against this crap. We didn't learn nothing from Rome with dirty politics. We didn't learn nothing from that. We didn't learn the destructions of religions. More people have died from religion than anything else on this planet. But people still have the right to spiritually believe in what they want to believe in. And we have the right to religion. We have the right to speak on that. So our rights as a United States citizen are slowly being pulled from underneath our feet. We are more dependent with healthcare. We are more dependent on everything in our life. So when do we draw the line? When do we say enough is enough? How do we say enough is enough? And now he wants to get the UN involved in our gun confiscation? The UN, the United Nations. I don't know anymore, folks. I don't know what's going to be in 2 years. I don't know what's going to be in 5, let alone 10, let alone 20. I wish I could have a picture album of what the earth is going to look like in the future. What's it going to take to stop dirty, corrupt politicians? Term limits? And if you ever made a presentation to a politician or to Congress that veterans should get the exact same health care as politicians, they will laugh you out the door. Or maybe politicians should get the exact same health care as our veterans. I wonder how quick that will change. And again, we're constantly reminded about Social Security. It's going to go bankrupt. It's going to go bankrupt. But yet we're still sending billions of dollars to terrorist countries. Our welfare state is flourishing. Free government control, free medical, free everything. But we don't ever hear about that money ever disappearing or going bankrupt. If we don't see what is happening here, right now, right in front of our eyes, we will be destroyed. We are already poisoned, and now we need the anti-venom. If people cannot see the correlation between Germany, Nazi Germany, and today, we are doomed. We are doomed as a country, we are doomed as a society, and we are doomed as a civilization. So, I don't know the answer. But I do know that I will continue to speak on this. I will continue to be diligent on this subject. I will not get caught up in the crap debates that accomplish absolutely nothing. I will not be deceived. I will not be bamboozled. I love that word, bamboozled. So just a couple quick announcements, folks, before I sign out. Just so you know that EBN Special Report will soon be streaming live video of these episodes. So you guys can watch veins come out of my forehead. I was a little weirded out when it was first suggested to me, but I figured, what the heck, let's do it. So we're going to be streaming live video here coming soon. I already have the account set up. It's just a matter of me just actually doing it. I was going to try to do it this week, but I got a little educating I need to do on my end. But yeah, we're going to be streaming live video. And don't forget to visit the website at www.ebntalkradio.net or .com. It don't matter. They go to the same place. And, of course, on Facebook, I got a Facebook page. It's ebntalkradio.com. Stop by for some great discussions. So with that being said, folks, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, I'm grateful for each and every one of you that tune in every week, that listen to the podcast. Our podcasts are on four different sites, Podomatic, Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher. And all those links are right there on the EBN Talk Radio website, as well as our 24-hour, 7-days-a-week streaming app. So stop by. All the information is right there. So until then, folks, from my family to yours, much love and much respect. Good night, folks.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
To save, stand of the brave.